I'm glad to be back in Munich. The Munich Security Conference is an important platform for debate and dialogue.
Especially important now when we are faced with a new and more demanding and challenging security environment. And I'm coming directly from Brussels, where we yesterday ended a 2 days ministerial meeting of the NATO defense ministers. And we made many important decisions to how addressing how we respond. We decided to increase the military presence of NATO forces in the eastern part of the alliance. That will be multinational forces. They will be there, and they will also do exercises and increase our presence in the eastern part of the alliance. In this context, I very much welcome the announcement of the plans of the U.S. To significantly increase its presence in military presence in Europe with more troops, with pre-positioning of heavy equipment, with more exercises, with investment in critical infrastructure. And I think this signals a very strong unity in the alliance, the strong transatlantic bond in the NATO alliance. Then we also decided yesterday to assist with the migrant and refugee crisis in Europe. This is the biggest human crisis, humanitarian crisis in Europe since the Second World War. We will send our standing naval or maritime group to the Aegean. We will increase monitoring and surveillance along the Turkish-Syrian border. This is not about sending back the boats, but it is about NATO helping our allies, Greece, Turkey, and the European Union to better cope with the migrant and refugee crisis. And we will do so by providing critical information, surveillance, monitoring, so we can better coordinate the efforts, so we can better enable all the different authorities which are addressing the migrant and refugee crisis to better cope with the situation. The migrant and refugee crisis in Europe is mainly fueled by the war in Syria. And therefore, I welcome very much the agreement that was reached here in Munich late last night. The important thing now is, of course, the implementation, that we see that this agreement is translated into realities on the ground. At the same time, I think it's very important that we remember that we have to stay focused on the fight against ISIL, the importance of degrading and destroying ISIL, our common enemy. So I'm looking forward to discuss these and many other issues during my stay here at the Munich Security Conference today and tomorrow.
What is your message to Russia?
Sorry?
What is your message to Russia?
My message is that we will welcome a more constructive role of Russia in the fight against ISIL. So far, Russia has mainly targeted opposition groups and not ISIL. And the intense airstrikes of Russian planes against the different opposition groups in Syria has actually undermined the efforts to reach a negotiated peaceful solution. But then I welcome the agreement yesterday evening. The important thing now is to see that this agreement is fully implemented on the ground. So we have seen before that ceasefires are not always respected. At the same time, I think we all have to do whatever we can to support the renewed efforts to try to find a negotiated peaceful solution to the conflict in Syria. And what we need is a lasting ceasefire. We need help to the civilians. We need a political negotiated solution. And we need, of course, an agreement on transition, which can create a lasting peaceful solution to the conflict in Syria. Ukraine will be on the agenda, and of course we are very focused on how we can continue to support the efforts of the full implementation of the Minsk agreements. And that's about respecting the ceasefire, that's about withdrawal of heavy weapons, and it's also about the importance of allowing the international monitors full access to the area so they can monitor and make sure that the Minsk agreement is fully implemented. And of course it's also about making sure that Ukraine again gains full control over its international borders, also with Russia in Donbas.
So
the important thing now is to do whatever we can and to support the efforts to try to find a political solution to the conflict in Syria. And in this context, I welcome the agreement last night. We all have to support and to try to do whatever we can to make sure that that agreement is turned into reality. And of course, Kurds are part of the conflict. They are part of the conflict in Syria, but also in Iraq. And therefore, they should also be part of the solution. And that's the reason why all parties have to contribute to a peaceful and negotiated solution in Syria.
Mr. Stoltenberg, Munich Security Conference strongly advises against stronger military NATO presence in Eastern Europe, saying that in the long term it should backfire.
Well, this is a decision taken by 28 allies, sovereign democratic states in NATO. And what we do in NATO is that we respond to a pattern of behavior which we have seen from the Russian side over several years. A more assertive Russia, a Russia which has invested heavily in defense, which is conducting many exercises, snap exercises, and which has also used military force to change borders in Europe. And what NATO does is to respond to that. And we do that in a proportionate, in a defensive way, and fully in line with our international commitments. And I think that if NATO hadn't responded, then it would have really been reasons to criticize us. Because NATO has to adapt when the world is changing, and that's exactly what we are doing now.
Thank you very much, colleagues.
Thank you.